Yvette Stearns recording Celia
Vocic
at Horsey Manor on the 18th of March 2015. I'd like to start, Celia, with you just telling me when and where you were born.
I was born in the maternity hospital in Bromley, Kent, on the 13th of July 1949, and I grew up in northwest Kent.
And what did your parents do?
My father was a fruit farmer and a market gardener in the Garden of England.
Oh, what was the name of the place you worked?
They owned the farm. It was Plumbridge's Fruit Farm.
Gosh, so you grew up on a fruit farm?
No, I didn't actually. There wasn't any room for us to live on it because there were too many plum trees and rows of vegetables. We lived about a mile up the road.
Okay, a beautiful part of the world. Mm. So tell me about your folk music, folk dance.
Well, I had a boyfriend who was very friendly with a caller. And we used to make up a foursome and go to a lot of dances in Kent. And so that's how I got into folk dancing, really, through him.
And was there a club you belonged to?
No, not a folk dance club as such. We just used to go to any dances that were around, really. So I was never taught to dance properly. We were just used to go and they'd say right-hand star and left-hand star, and you just picked it up as you went along, really.
Yeah.
But in those days, Playford was rather rarefied, and you got the impression that you couldn't do Playford unless you'd been to special classes. I'm talking about the late 60s. Certainly in Kent, you got that impression.
So tell me about Horsey.
Well, this caller, who was friendly with my boyfriend, knew Brian Heaton because he had been in charge of, I think it was London and the South East part for the EFDSS. And then Brian came down here and ran Horsey. I came down first with my boyfriend Ian and with John Buckle, the caller, to Horsey in the spring, I would think, perhaps, or early summer of 1971. We came for a weekend, and there was a group called the Blue Mountain Band playing, and I didn't know who they were. I understand now they were very famous at the time. And in the afternoon, when it was a sort of free to do what you wanted, they let me sort of jam with them and play with them on the flute, and gave me loads of music with BMB written on the top. And that was my first introduction to Horsey, and I thought it was a wonderful place, and I seem to remember the weather being nice, and we went here and there, and it was great. Great fun. And then I came back again about 6 or 18 months later to a New Year thing as well with the same group of people. Then I got married to someone else, did a little bit at Cecil Sharp House in London when my husband was training for youth work up there, and then didn't really do anything for 30 years in the folk world. I carried on playing my flute and doing classical music. And then my daughter started playing in a folk band, children's folk band. And I sort of got back into folk again, started playing myself. I went to Sidmouth, and I met somebody called Madeline Smith, who's a caller. Then we went to St Audrey's, and Madeline was there. And I found out, after this 30-year gap, that Madeline had in fact been married to the fiddler in the Blue Mountain Band, Richard Smith, and also that Maggie Fletcher, who played the piano for them, was at St Audrey's after that in September, leading part of the group with Rod Stradling, an accordionist, and Poppy the fiddler. So after that 30-year gap, two of the people that, you know, we're involved with the Blue Mountain Band. It's sort of gone full circle.
Amazing.
And I showed Madeline this music, and she said, "Oh yes, Maggie's been giving that out to people all over the world, and she goes abroad and people say, what's this BMB on the top? And she says, you know, it's Blue Mountain Band, because they were so generous. They'd give out their music to anybody that wanted it.
Fantastic. So how long have you been coming to Horsey, you know, since you've come back?
I started in 2010, and I've been coming ever since, because I only live in Taunton now, just the other side of Taunton. I come as often as I can, but I don't always stay. Sometimes I just do a bit of a workshop and things and go home again.
And what does Horsey mean to you?
Well, I think I'm very lucky to live so near it, because I can do a wide range of music workshops. I like to play for dancing, really, and learn something from different people. And having done history as my main subject when I was training for a teacher, I love the ambience of the place and the fact that I'm staying in somewhere old that's got its own history. And of course, as everybody says, it's in a lovely part of the country.
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Celia. Is there anything else you want to share? I don't know, a song, your favourite tune? I mean, do you want to get your flute? Do you want to play me something?
I don't think so, really. I just think it's amazing that I heard the Blue Mountain Band all those years ago, and now I'm very friendly with the widow of one of them, and I see the other one every September for St. George's Workshop, so it's rather nice, really.